From the KPIX 5 newsroom, this is Bay Area Nightbeat on KBCW.
Now on Nightbeat, the Giants CEO not facing criminal charges after a public altercation with his wife. But some people think he shouldn't get off scot-free. Good evening to you. I'm Veronica Dela Cruz.
And I'm Ken Bassita. Nightbeat's Joe Vasquez is live in San Francisco, where some women are saying that Larry Bear should still be held accountable. Explain that, Joe.
Yeah, Ken, what prosecutors have decided that what happened is not a crime, but that doesn't mean that the owner of the Giants is completely out of trouble.
The cell phone video shows Giants owner and CEO Larry Bear aggressively wrestling his cell phone away from his wife, pulling her out of her chair and onto the ground as she screams for help. But District Attorney George Gascon said today it did not rise to the level of a crime. Quote, after a careful review of the relevant evidence, including multiple videos, statements from several witnesses, and the parties themselves, the evidence does not support filing criminal charges. We reached out to Bear through his attorney today. So far, no comment from him or the Giants. The team says they want to wait for the findings of the Major League Baseball investigation.
A lot of people may want to say, well, that's not really domestic violence, or that is domestic violence. I think one thing we can be sure, it's not really the way you want to treat somebody close to you.
Domestic violence victims advocate Kathy Black says she respects the DA's decision, but still believes the league should sanction and even fine Bear because the incident violates the league's policies on physical altercations.
The public perception is he's a rich owner, he might get away with whatever, right? And I think there's a danger to that.
Well, it's not okay.
Andrea Shorter, with a newly formed group called Do What's Right MLB, agrees. She also wants Bear to face some sort of punishment.
It is about what sort of message, what sort of consequences, what will the MLB do? And we are asking, challenging, and supporting that they do what's right.
Larry Bear has taken a leave of absence. He has apologized. As for Major League Baseball, they have not said what they're going to do. But, Ken, there is precedence for disciplining players anyway for domestic violence that wasn't charged by the criminal justice system. Recently, a shortstop for the Chicago Cubs was sanctioned 40 games. So, yes, there is a precedence for it. It's just not clear, you know, whether they would do that to owners at this point.
Interesting story, interesting case. We'll see how it works out. Joe, thank you for that.
Let's take a live look right now over San Francisco. We've got more rain on the way. Meteorologist Darren Peck is in for Paul Deano tonight. Darren?
Hope you guys enjoyed that break that we had over the past few days, because all you have to do is look over my shoulder there, and we are back in this now. Let me show you what the live radar looks like, in particular what's going on off to our east. You see all those bright yellows and oranges? We don't ordinarily look to our east to see where the rain's coming from, but some of those showers could hold together and work their way over towards the Bay Area. You see the direction they're moving? I'm going to come in for a closer look and switch from live radar, put it into the future cast, play this forward, and watch what happens as the showers move into the Bay Area. The time on there says 11 o'clock. In other words, like in an hour. Now, I don't forecast that we're going to get rain like that exactly in an hour. But the idea to this is we're going to see some early showers arrive within the next few hours. And that's just the opening act, because I want you to see what happens right here. Watch the brighter colors coming in from the west. That is tomorrow morning's commute. Now the time says 7 a.m. and those showers coming in for tomorrow morning are going to be more impressive. So here's a quick look at your headlines as we get into tomorrow's forecast. Rain returns late tonight, off and on showers on Wednesday, and then a short break on Thursday. More on the details from all of this coming up when I see you in the complete forecast in just a few minutes, guys.
All right, Darren, we'll see you then. Thanks. Tonight, some top cops in the South Bay getting an earful from the community. They say a new state law designed to give them access to information is not giving them answers. Nightbeat's Maria Medina live in San Jose with their complaints. Maria?
Yeah, some families say this new law gave them hope they would get some answers, but when some law enforcement agencies began to fight it, well, they felt they were back at square one. It's the body-worn camera footage of the shots that killed Jacob Dominguez after San Jose police say the 33-year-old ignored commands to keep his hands up, then dropped them out of view. The video released just last week, a year and a half later.
Why can't we get the answers? Why can't they release the records?
And according to Rosie Chavez, Dominguez's aunt, it's the only footage that's been released. She says under the new law, SB 1421, They've made three requests with SJPD for documents related to the case. All three times, she claims they've been told to wait.
If there was any disciplinary action, if they've had any past records of misconduct or anything like that.
And hold officers accountable.
Tonight, frustrated community members along with Chavez gathered with law enforcement leaders, including the Campbell, Morgan Hill, and Sunnyvale police chiefs and Sheriff Lori Smith, to talk about SB 1421, a law that says agencies must provide records of use of force and police misconduct.
Police unions have been filing lawsuits against 1421 and hoping to block people from getting records.
1421 has value, and it will show that we as a law enforcement profession are doing a good job of policing our own, holding all officers accountable who need to be held accountable.
For Chavez, she says she may not even read the documents in her nephew's case if she ever gets her hands on it, but she believes it's her right to know how Dominguez spent the last minutes of his life.
The answers might not get what we want, but it's something that's related to his case and we want it.
Now, there are some agencies that are complying with the law, others that are fighting it. But I got to tell you, there were a lot of law enforcement agencies that showed up today willing to have a dialogue with the community. Live in the Night Beat, I'm Marie Medina.
Tonight, San Francisco is cracking down on e-cigarettes. The city attorney wants to slap a citywide ban on the products until manufacturers can prove to the FDA that they are safe. Another proposal would prohibit e-cigarette manufacturers from occupying city property in the future. However, it would not oust e-cig giant Juul from its space at Pier 70.
At the end of the day, they have people addicted to nicotine, young people addicted to nicotine that would have never picked up a cigarette, but if it weren't for their predatory practices in terms of putting products out there that entice young people.
For its part, Juul told us it supports keeping tobacco products, including its own, away from young people. But it added in a statement, quote, "This proposed legislation's primary impact will be to limit adult smokers' access to products that can help them switch away from combustible cigarettes."
Also today, a federal jury in San Francisco concluded that Roundup, the weed killer, contributed to a Sonoma County man's cancer. It was a unanimous verdict as well. In the case of 70-year-old Edwin Hardman, this could help determine the fate of hundreds of similar lawsuits against the maker of Roundup, Monsanto. Last year, a state jury found that Roundup caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in a Benicia groundskeeper, Dwayne Johnson. Bayer, the owner of Monsanto, released this statement. "We have great sympathy for Mr. Hardman and his family, but an extensive body of science supports the conclusion that Roundup was not the cause of his cancer." Bayer stands behind these products and will vigorously defend them.
Tonight, Bay Area investigators are trying to get to the bottom of a trash barrel. Night Beat's Kristen Ayers on the mysterious blast that sent an Oakland recycling worker flying.
Tonight, the driver of a recycling truck is home from the hospital and recovering after something that seemed to come from a recycling bin on this block exploded and sent the man flying. Surveillance video from a Cal Waste Solutions recycling truck shows a driver doing his daily routine, flipping a bin into the truck. But the moment the truck starts to crush what was poured inside, an explosion, the impact knocks the driver to the ground.
There was just very suddenly a massive crashing noise.
Unnatural, like metal snapping.
Neighbors ran outside to find the driver dazed and immobilized.
It's shocking and horrific to see what this driver went through just on his normal day-to-day routine.
Cal Waste Solutions spokesperson Tassian Kwamalele says in the video he appears to be unconscious for 7 full minutes. Authorities arrived and took the driver to Highland Hospital. A bomb squad found no evidence of an explosive. Police later escorted the truck back to Cal Waste Solutions for an inspection, but it's still unclear what combusted.
It seemed way too powerful to have just been like a battery exploding or something like that.
Still, Kwamalele says this is a sobering reminder to watch what you put in your waste bins.
When you place hazardous materials in your recycling container and you have this compression going from the machines, these sort of explosions can occur.
Residents here say they're just relieved it wasn't worse.
Well, glad to hear that he's okay.
In Oakland, Kristen Ayers on the Night Beat.
A San Francisco street could soon bear the name of the city's late public defender, Jeff Adachi. Gilbert Street is one block stretch that runs behind the public defender's office. A resolution now before the Board of Supervisors calls for it to be renamed Jeff Adachi Way. Adachi died suddenly last month at the age of 59.
A new waterfront park for San Francisco is $25 million closer to reality tonight. A major donation will pay for construction of the shoreline site in Indian Basin in the Bayview, just north of where Candlestick Park once stood. Plans are for floating piers, basketball courts, and a play area. The soil at the site will have to be cleaned up after decades of industrial contamination. The city will also need to raise millions more to complete it. Construction would begin in 2021.
Tonight, some questions about how the FAA approved the Boeing jet involved in two deadly crashes. The process is now under scrutiny.
Plus, a Bay Area elementary school looking into its iPads after students stumbled upon porn.
And a robbery takes a turn when the store clerk pulls out his machete.